We're back. It is just so wonderful. I expect to see and experience even more of that than we ever have before as we come to understand that Jesus really meant it when he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And that as we begin in praise and worship to acknowledge him, that he will manifest his presence, the power of your presence with the presence of your power. And you can receive it whenever you want to. Hallelujah. Phrase hit me the other day, strangely. Have you ever been inspired to quit? You know, we talk about inspiration. You get that vision and that purpose and that energy. Have you ever been inspired to quit?
Yeah.
You know, every now and then it comes up. And the other day, I'm going through a lot of things, and some of what I just spoke to you about the power of his presence and how many things can you believe for that are impossible, and how long can you just keep going, and how long can you keep pursuing something that you can't see because you truly know that God never lied. It's got to be true. You just got to walk in it. You got to figure, you know, and I was at a moment, it's happened to me, it's happened before. Hope it doesn't ever happen again, but you're just like inspired to quit. It's like just, I can't do this anymore. And the moment I had that thought, in fact, I was talking to him, I said, I just don't know that I can do this anymore. And it was like I could hear Peter's voice in my head, not Peter, Kelly, and Yondo, Peter, Simon, Peter, say, when he was talking to Jesus that day, where are you going to go? And I'm sitting there, it's like I could, you know, like I could hear that, just where are you going to go? And that's what he said. He said, you alone have the words of life. You alone, what is that, 6th chapter of John, you alone have the words of eternal life. And I'm sitting there going, you know, I really got no place else to go. There's not anything else in the cosmos that, even if they made the promises that he has, could fulfill them. He's the only one. So if what I want to see and what I want my life to be and what I want for all of you is going to take place, there's no place else to go. He's it. If you try to find another way, you're going to get lost because he is the way, right? So it kind of settled that. I'm meditating on it. Would you bring that PowerPoint up for me, please, ma'am? Settling in to focus. Okay, fine. I've settled that. There's nowhere else to go. You're it. So I have to turn and I have to press back in again. Say, press back in. You know that phrase, avant-garde, the foremost position, pushing the envelope. It doesn't matter. I don't care what other people think. I'm not necessarily interested in what other people believe. We talked about the word of God being gotten to the common man. Well, I'm him and I can read, and that's what I'm doing. And what I see in there, I'm going to take Carrie's wonderful song. I'm going to take your word for it. You know, you say I'm healed. Okay, well, it doesn't look like it. But where are you going to go? I mean, who else is going to produce that in you? You say I'm victorious. Where else are you going to go to get that from? I'm just going to take your word for it. And as I thought about how you get there, y'all remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the 119th Psalm, the 104th verse. It said, through your precepts. Pikud. Through your precepts, I gain understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Remember that? Through your precepts. And we talked about the idea of what a precept is. A precept is like, this is the way things are laid out. This is how something works. And I've come to understand this more and more in my life. Our ministry was founded on it. And we've stayed there for all these years and years because I'm totally convinced, you can go through scripture and point it out, that this is a precept. For instance, the 100th Psalm, I enter into your gates with what?
Thanksgiving.
What's that? It's expressing gratitude. I enter into your gates expressing gratitude to you. Into your courts with what?
Praise.
Tehillah. Praise. Praise. Praise in the song, praise in the dance, praise in the words, praise in the actions with praise. And we've talked about this before where it says, I give thanks. That idea, that picture there is the lifting of the hands to bless your name. You say, I lift my hands to bless your name. The idea of blessing there is speaking good. For you are good. There's your blessing. Lift my hands to bless your name. You are good. Your chesed, your covenant loyalty is everlasting. And your emunah, your faithfulness endures into all generations, generation after generation. As you lift your hands and speak those words to him, that's what you're doing. You are pronouncing that blessing. You're blessing his name, right? So I put this up here for you because I believe this is a precept. And we've put it into phrases, an attitude of gratitude with the power of praise. If you are truly grateful, what'd I say? Truly is the word there. If you are truly grateful to God, praise is going to come out of your mouth. You can't stop it because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. When you are truly grateful to God, praise will come out of your mouth. And when praise comes out of your mouth, especially if you happen to, you know, you can put on your music device or whatever, you can pick up a guitar, you can just begin to wander around and sing. But usually you'll develop that praise. If you started off in speaking, it'll turn into music too, because that's just how it works, right? You begin to praise God. All of the, when things happen,